your boy.
And now they're going to go. O'Brien got the right hand loose. He's swinging away. And the size and strength of O'Brien telling a tale in this bout.
Here's our boy.
There's no prerequisite for dropping the puck. You just had to be a colorful guy, I think. And you can say what you want about me. I was at least colorful in Vancouver, so maybe one night I could drop the puck.
Here's the Roxy's boy.
What's the Rob Hoffman?
I don't know. I can't believe Vladdy doesn't know what that means. He's been over here for how long? He doesn't know what Rob Hoffman means. I think he was playing dumb with the boys.
It's former Canuck Shane O'Brien.
He's our boy. He's your boy. Shane O'Brien's going to join us in a few minutes here on Reach Deep, Randeep Janda, Jamie Dodd. Jamie, I'm shook right now. I just saw something on Twitter that Rex Chapman tweeted out this morning. I guess I avoided it for a long time. It's a video of an eagle just carrying off a shark. Like, it went into the ocean, apparently off the coast of Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, and carried off. I'm assuming it's a smaller shark. I don't know what it is, but we had the motorcycle riding monkey. We had murder hornets. Now we got eagles picking up sharks from the ocean.
I mean, don't mess with an eagle, man. They mean business. That is a wild video. I encourage everyone to go check it out. And I also got we didn't talk about this yesterday. Of course, we were off. But did you see going around on Twitter the local news story about the search for two bodies in Murder Kill River?
I did. What's the story? There's got to be an origin story.
There's got to be a really weird story. You don't just choose that out of a hat. Murder Kill River.
Yeah, that one was like. And also, are you setting up future crimes by naming it the Murder Kill River? Like, don't you have a responsibility as a town?
Yeah, like, you got to change the name, I think, right?
Like, I think you're setting yourself up for like terrible news coming in the future when you name a river Murder Kill River. Yeah, like, that's weird. But the eagle video, honestly, though, if you haven't seen it, at Randeep Janda on Twitter, and Rex Chapman has tweeted it out originally, this is an eagle carrying a shark, like, not a couple of feet above the water. We're talking, like, it goes way up. It goes way, way up.
Oh, yeah.
It's unbelievable.
It's impressive. It's impressive. As I said, don't mess with eagles. They mean business.
They're also, like, I heard you talking about Sean Couturier being one of the underrated players, like, at this point, I guess, since Barkov's got his love.
Yeah.
Couturier is maybe that most underrated player in the NHL. I agree. I'm a huge fan of Sean Couturier. I think eagles are legitimately the most underrated predator out there. They're nuts, man.
Well, because they're birds, people don't have like the same fear of them. You talk about like a tiger or something. People are terrified of them, and rightfully so. But you're right. For some reason, we don't think of eagles in the same way. But as we've seen, man, they can mess you up in a bad way.
For sure. And we're gonna check in with our next guest to see if he's seen this video. Obi, Shane O'Brien joins us now, former Vancouver Canuck. It's not Wednesday, but we're glad to have you on. How's it going, Obi?
Good, boys. How you doing?
Good, good. We're losing our minds over here. We saw this video on the internet. I retweeted it. I don't know if you've seen it. It's from Myrtle Beach. You're a beach guy yourself. You live in Newport Beach. It's an eagle carrying off a shark. Have you seen this video?
I have not seen this video, no. That's got to be one big eagle.
It's okay. After we're done this interview, go check it out on Twitter. It's something to see.
Okay. Right?
As somebody who lives on the beach, you will think of sharks differently, I'm sure. How's it going? How was your Canada Day in Cali?
Yeah, happy Canada Day, boys. It was good. You know, I went out for, we went for dinner, me, Lupo, Upshaw, and another one of our Canadian buddies, PJ McKegg, who's a good Saskatchewan boy. We went for dinner and a couple beers and celebrated Canada Day. So it sucks not being home for July 1st, but it's nice to be around some good Canadian boys.
What's July 4th going to look like for you this year with everything going on?
Yeah, it's going to be different. You know, the governor he shut down the beaches today and all the restaurants indoor, all the bars are closed. So, you know, usually July 4th down here in Newport on the Peninsula is an absolute gong show. And, you know, back in the day, we used to have some pretty good shakers at Lupo's place. But it'll be a lot more mellow this year. Obviously, with the cases going up down here, people are being pretty safe. And so no fireworks. It's going to be low key. It's definitely going to be different.
Yeah, it's maybe this year it's a little understated and kind of chill at home given the conditions. We had a former teammate of yours on the show earlier today, Travis Moen, guy that you would have played with in Anaheim. He had great things to say about you. You got a Travis Moen story for us, though.
You know, Mo was unbelievable. You know, he was one of those guys that played on that team with us in Anaheim that we had such a tough team with, you know, Peros and Thordy and Mullen and myself and, you know, guys like Pronger. You know, I just remember the thing that stuck out to me the most with Mo was when he fought Shea Weber in Nashville. You know, Webb's just giving it to him pretty good. And Mo hung in there and took a few and then ended up getting Webb's at the end of the fight. And for me as a young kid, just to see a guy hang in there with a guy that's bigger than him, stronger than him, take a few to give a few. I loved playing with him. And he was a huge reason why the Ducks won the Cup. That line of Paulson, Niedermeyer, and Travis Mullen was a huge reason why the Ducks won the Cup that year.
Obi, he was so complimentary of you. He even said you had offensive skill when you played together.
I did. I played second unit power play. My first NHL goal was a power play goal assisted from Teemu Selänne. So, you know, at one point younger in my career, I had some offensive ability. And then I realized that there was a guy in the NHL with a lot more. So I figured I better learn how to play defense and play physical.
Yeah, you had 14 points in 62 games with the Ducks that year. That's not bad for a guy only on the second pairing. That's pretty good.
Yeah, it was funny. I would play power play in 4-on-4, but I wouldn't play very much 5-on-5 because obviously I had Pronger and Niedermeyer would play half the game each. So, but they did put me in some offensive situations, and it was fun. I mean, that team, I told Randeep and Daniel before how good of a team that was, the character we had in that dressing room. And, you know, when I did get traded to Tampa, I told my dad, I'm like, you know, I think I just lost the Stanley Cup because I knew how good of a team we had that year in Anaheim.
You're listening to Reach Deep. We're joined by Shane O'Brien, as we are every week. Obi, we know that it's not official yet, but everybody expects it to be official in the next few days here. But it looks like NHL players may be headed to Toronto and Edmonton as a part of the return to play. Your boy Ryan Kessler has been chirping the city of Edmonton. Have you seen that? And how do you think players feel heading to Edmonton in the Western Conference?
I did see Kess was up to his old shenanigans on Twitter, beaking them about how they gave up the 3-goal lead in Anaheim, which is a funny story, actually. I took my boys from Big Canyon. They're not big hockey guys. I'm like, let's go watch the playoff game. The Oilers were up 3 goals with like 7 minutes to go. I'm like, let's get out of here, boys. This game's over. By the time we went to the restroom and got back to our Sprinter van, it was 3-3. They tied it up. They scored 3 unanswered. So I saw Kess giving to him about that. But, you know, listen, man, it almost seems right that the two hub cities are in Canada. And listen, Edmonton gets a bad rap, but it's a lot nicer in July than it is in January.
I know the guys are going to be in the bubble, or they're supposed to stay in their bubble when they're there, but still, how disappointing is it for an NHL player to, you know, have Las Vegas penciled in as a destination, and then at the last minute it gets switched to Edmonton instead?
Yeah, it probably sucks for those guys. I mean, you know, if it was me personally looking back when I was playing, I would probably be happier going to Edmonton than Vegas just for temptation reasons. You know, there's not a whole lot to do in Edmonton, so you can just kind of focus on hockey, take care of yourself, stay safe. And, you know, the main part is to get a chance to play for the Stanley Cup. And, you know, I've told Randeep and the boys, Dan, all this before. I never won one, so I would give any opportunity to get another crack at it. So I'm sure the guys that haven't won a Stanley Cup are just going to be focused on doing everything they can to win it.
Well, Eric Engels came out with a report a couple of days ago on June 30th. Basically saying that he's talked to some players, and according to this one player, 75% of guys don't want to play, but they will. Do you think that's true? From the guys that you know, do you think the number's that high?
I mean, yeah, that seems like it might be a little high, but I mean, hey, listen, I get it. And, you know, we talk about it, outside players, like, you know, having to get back on the ice and being off for that long. It's a tough situation for these players, and I do feel for them, but at the same time, you know, they made their money this year. They've got pretty much all their paychecks, and now they get a chance to play for the Stanley Cup. And I mean, if you can't get motivated for that, there's something wrong with you. But I do understand why a lot of guys probably don't want to play, especially guys that have already won Stanley Cups. That I really understand.
Hey, you know, Shane, we've seen in other sports, you know, in the NBA and Major League Baseball, players just opt out. They've said, "Hey, this doesn't work for me and my family. I don't want to take the risk. I'm not going to play this year." We haven't seen any NHL players really come out and say that yet. What do you think the reaction would be from teammates if a player did stand up and say, "Hey guys, this is not for me. I'm not going to come back and play this year"?
Yeah, it would be tough, you know, from, you know, my perspective as an ex-player, if you know, we're all in this as a team. And that's the greatest thing about hockey players, as you boys know, like, you know, there's so many good guys, and you know, you want to play for your teammates. So I think the mentality is they're all in it together. Do they like it? Probably not, but they got a chance to go out there and play together. So I don't think you'll see too many hockey guys take the route of the NBA and MLB guys and not play.
You're listening to Reach Deep. We're joined by Shane O'Brien, as we are every week. Obi, in the last 24 hours, Vancouver, you know how this can be a tabloid city. You were kind of in the middle of that to a certain extent during your time here in Vancouver. But Jake Virtanen, there's a video of him trending around clubbing during the pandemic. And wherever people stand, technically it doesn't seem like he was breaking any rules. But when you talk about a team scenario and what kind of risk it could provide, you know, teammates potentially that he's meeting up in the next couple of days, it's obviously getting a lot of play here in Vancouver and a lot of attention. Is this something about playing in Canada and Vancouver specifically? Do you think it gets this much run anywhere else?
Yeah, my boy Jake's back in trouble. So, I mean, hey, listen, you know, me and this kid, we probably would have gotten a lot of trouble together, or he may have taken some of the heat off of me and I wouldn't have gotten as much trouble if we played together. I don't know how it would have worked out, but, you know, I like the kid. I love his game. I don't know him personally. You know, did he do anything wrong? I don't think so. But at this time with, you know, such a touchy subject and everybody working so hard to try to get the NHL season back and staying safe, you know, I just think it was a tough look for him. I mean, I don't blame him for going out with his buddies and having a couple beers. But at the same time, especially in a city like Vancouver, just lay low right now, focus on hockey and just try to get through this and don't draw as much attention to yourself off the ice.
And Shane, the other question I got to ask is, you know, it wasn't Jake putting this video out. It looked like it was probably one of the guys he was out having some fun with. That's got to be rule number one. If you find yourself out for a night of fun with some NHL players, don't be putting that on social media, right? Isn't that the kind of the first thing you got to know?
That's 100% the first rule. And thank God social media wasn't as popular back in the day when I was still playing, because I would have been in even more trouble. But yeah, for sure, man. If you're out with one of your boys and he plays in the show, first rule is keep your phone away and don't be posting stuff. So I'm sure Jake gave his buddy a good talking to.
It is Reach Deep, Randeep Janda, Jamie Dodd. We're joined by Shane O'Brien. Shane, we got a couple of questions here. I got one here from Raj in Surrey. He's asking, what's number one on Obi's food rankings? We usually get drinking questions here, but you've got a food question.
Number one on my food ranking? All right. Yep. Well, my go-to place, if whenever this coronavirus is over, my go-to place is a place called Ketch. It's in West Hollywood. Great food, always great atmosphere. So whenever this coronavirus is over and people can travel again, go to Ketch in West Hollywood. You will not be disappointed.
Okay. And the other question, this is not a Vancouver Canucks specific question, because I think we've already talked about this before, but let's ask this question. So we got Andrew in White Rock asking, funniest teammate. I think we've asked you this one, but funniest teammate outside of Vancouver, like on any of the teams you played outside of Vancouver, who is the funniest teammate you ever played with?
Outside of the Canucks, I would have said Darcy Hutter. I would have said Darcy Hutter, Chuck. From outside of the Canucks, wow, I played on so many teams. I gotta think here for a second. I would probably go with my French boy, Pierre Pronto. Just, he's such a little weasel with that French accent, and all he did was chirp nonstop. So me and him, we were always laughing every day at the rink. So I'm going to give it to P.A. Peronto.
All right, Darcy Hordachuk and P.A. Peronto. And he's one of your boys as well. So absolutely. All right, Obi, that's it for the mailbag today, and that's it for us today. Appreciate it, as always, and we'll talk next week.
All right, boys, thanks for having me.